If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean Richards with entertainment news now, and the Razzie Awards. this is fun every year, isn't it?
Yeah, these are my favorites. The Razzies, short for Golden Raspberry Awards, are going to be given out the night before the Oscars, which this year is in early March, but the nominees came out yesterday. These are the nominees for the worst films of 2024, and getting the most nominations, seven in all, Joker Foili Adu, the second Joker movie, which I gotta say, I sort of agree with. I was so looking forward to that second Joker movie, because the first one with Joaquin Phoenix was so great, and they decided to make the second one a musical, and it was a mess, complete mess. So seven nominations, other movies nominated, Madam Web, Megalopolis, Reagan, and Borderlands for best, for worst actor, rather, Jack Black in Dear Santa, Zachary Levi, Harold and the Purple Crayon, Joaquin Phoenix in Joker 2, Dennis Quaid in Reagan, and Jerry Seinfeld in Unfrosted. For worst actress of last year, Kate Blanchett in Borderlands, Lady Gaga in Joker 2, Bryce Dallas Howard in Argylle, Dakota Johnson in Madam Web, and Jennifer Lopez in Atlas. I agree with just about all of those.
I'm proud to say I don't think I saw any of those.
You are so lucky. Each one representing 2 hours of my life that I'll never get back.
The Grammy Awards are going to be going on as scheduled. We know a little more about what they're going to do now, don't we?
Yeah, those are going to be coming up on the 2nd of February. It'll be broadcast on CBS. And they just announced yesterday that Trevor Noah will be returning as the master of ceremonies. He did a pretty good job the last several times that he's done it. So, you know, they're saying it's going to be, you know, in tribute to the L.A. wildfires, going to be raising money for people who have been displaced and so forth. So we'll see how they wind up putting this show on, because, you know, there's a fine line where they're walking, where it's, you know, an award show and kind of frivolous and funny, yet at the same time, their purpose, they're saying, is going to be to raise money for very serious cause. So we'll see how it shakes out.
Fill us in on the celebrity lawsuit of the day involving Chris Brown.
Yeah, we've got actually a lot. This Chris Brown lawsuit was just announced last night. He is suing Warner Brothers Pictures for a mere $500 million. He is saying that the docuseries that they put out called Chris Brown, A History of Violence, really misrepresents him. He says the series talks about his long history of sexually abusing women, including allegations by an actual accuser. But Chris Brown's people say that the claims are false. They have been discredited repeatedly. That Warner Brothers knew that and went ahead and put it in the docuseries anyway. He says it's full of lies and deceptions. And so he's suing them for $500 million. Warner Brothers has not had a comment on this yet.
Dean has the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni update now.
Yeah, this is the other big lawsuit now that is going on. It just started off between animosity between these two co-stars in the movie It Ends With Us, which is about sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior. Blake Lively alleging that it really did take place behind the scenes, and now has blown up into a $400 million sexual assault lawsuit. Yesterday, Jason Baldoni's legal team released some behind-the-scenes footage to that movie to show that his behavior was professional in every way. They showed it. He posted a 10-minute clip of the two actors doing a slow dance montage, which seemed very cozy and very intimate. And Jason Baldoni said, "See, look how professional we are." But at the same time, Blake Lively's people said, "Look at her leaning away from him as he tries to kiss her and caress her." They say that the video release, this is Blake Lively's people now, is a stunt and an unethical attempt to manipulate the public. This is going to get uglier before it's all over.
Yeah, I think it already is. Let's talk about what's coming to the TV stream now.
Yeah, we've got some pretty good stuff. We've got, I think, one of the best movies of last year debuting on Peacock this week. It's an animated movie, but one of these animated movies that adults are going to love just as much as the kids do. It's called The Wild Robot, about a high-tech robot that washes up on a desolate island that is populated only by wild animals, and the kind of back and forth between high technology and pure nature really is quite beautiful. It features the voice of Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o and will begin streaming Friday on Peacock. If you're a Star Trek fan, we've got some new material for you this week. Oscar winner Michelle Yeoh is re-entering the universe in the new movie Star Trek Section 31. She heads up a space station on a new mission for the Starfleet. Be able to start watching that on Paramount Plus on Friday. Some of you are already familiar with the secret agent drama, The Night Agent. It returns for its season two. It begins streaming tomorrow on Netflix. There's a new drama called Prime Target that is on Apple TV Plus. A young math genius on the run after he uncovers a secret that could change the whole world. We've got J.K. Rowling's British detective series returning for its sixth season. CB Strike, The Ink Black Heart, begins streaming tomorrow on Max. Also, there is on Netflix a movie that is called The Sandcastle, a story of American soldiers learning that they got a lot more than they bargained for in the early days of the Iraq War. Sandcastle begins streaming on Friday. If you're looking for something for the kids, there is the second season of the animated series Ava and the Owlet on Apple TV Plus, and that's going to be on Friday.
And you are going to be cooking on WGN-TV in about an hour. What are you making today?
Yeah, I'm doing, even though it's going to warm up to that balmy, would you say 20 degrees that it's going to get?
Yeah, 23.
Yeah, up to later on today, you know, which is practically bathing suit weather. It's still pretty cold outside. So I've been doing a lot of comfort foods. I've been doing a lot of stick to your ribs, things that are, you know, easy to make, very filling, very warming and comforting. We've been doing a lot of soups. Today I'm going to do a baked pasta casserole. It is a chicken and vegetable ziti that is super easy to make. It's so delicious because it's got ricotta cheese in it. It's got mozzarella. It's got parmesan, some nice marinara sauce in it, all mixed together with the pasta. It all goes in one dish. It all just pops in the oven. And it's super, super simple to make. And everyone will be able to cozy up to it once it's all done later on.
Nothing for you.
I like the way you pronounce the ingredients. You can tell you know what you're doing, Dean.
I'm just faking that I know. The mozzarella.
Yeah.
I've been watching all the grandma videos on, now that TikTok is back, I can watch all my grandma. Everyone else is watching, you know, like dance videos and challenges. I watch all the grandmothers cooking on TikTok, which is the best. I seriously do. I love it.
Yeah, there's a big story. I think it's the Wall Street Journal today about the new influencers, the grandmothers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happening, isn't it?
I'm telling you, it's not just the Italian grandmothers, although they're very entertaining. I watch, of course, the Greek yayas, the grandmas who are cooking, because it reminds me of, you know, I sort of, you know, I think my interest in cooking and my love for it came from watching my mom and my grandmother.
Sure.
My grandmother was, you know, a little more kind. My mom, when I would cook something and I did something wrong, would whack my hand with a wooden spoon. You know, the beautiful way of teaching a child by whacking their hand with a wooden spoon. But I enjoy, you know, because they don't measure things. They just do things by instinct. And the recipes, you know, look super delicious. I learn a lot from them. I say we can get so much knowledge from by watching our older people. And by older people, I mean my age.
Watch the Dean Richards movie. No more wooden spoons.
No more wooden spoons. I'm traumatized by the wooden spoons that we had.
All right. Well, keep banging away. You'll be a TikTok star one day. Thank you, Dean.
See you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.